Dave, how comfortable were you with Didi's off-the-field stuff?
Well, we did a lot of work on it all the way back to his high school days, and we have some really good sources there at Oklahoma that I've known for a long period of time. The football aspect of it's really good. Obviously, he's had some issues early in his career. We feel that's behind him, and it has to be behind him. There's no choice now. So, obviously, with Coach Marone and Coach Coughlin here, there's no margin for error for him off the field.
Did you bring him in for a pre-draft?
We did.
Did he make a good impression, obviously?
Yeah. Coach McCardo, you know, and he's another one. Coach McCardo's a guy that's going to keep his thumb on him, and he's going to get a lot of hard coaching. And this is a guy that was Biletnikoff Award winner, fourth in the Heisman running, average 18 yards per catch. He's a punt returner. He's a dynamic athlete, speed, ball in his hand. So, you know, sitting there in the fourth round, and he was a guy sticking out there on the board. So,
what would you like about how he got those yards?
Well, he can do it one of two ways. He can run by people and catch it and run away from them, or he's got a little wiggle and make people miss. So he's got really good run after catch skills.
So the two domestic violence arrests weren't enough to get him off your board?
Well, charges were dropped, and so there was no charges, never involved in anything. 2013 was the last one, so we felt like that stuff was behind him.
What convinced you, though, that like maturity? I mean, in the interview, did he seem like he...
Well, yeah, maturity, I mean, you're looking at 17, 18-year-old kid, maybe 19 at the time, but we've all made mistakes, and I've said this before, it's, you know, we evaluate everything, but in terms of being judged, I think there's he'll eventually be judged, and it won't be by us, so...
A lot of people would say the on-the-field stuff is a first, second-round grade. Did you guys feel at the fourth round like this was just a value pick that you guys had to make?
Yeah, it was a value pick. Obviously, it's not a position of need for us, but we got a good receiving crew. But feel like this is a guy that could come in, contribute there. He's got a lot of specialty where we can use him in different situations. And then the punt return aspect, the special teams aspect of it.
Where do you think he settles in, slot, perimeter?
I think he can do both. Ideally, we'd like him to be able to do both, but he's probably more in tune for the slot where he can stretch the middle of the field.
He did best at the combine, but what numbers do you guys have as far as speed and stuff like
that?
He
was 4.4. Yeah, he's fast kid.
Does this give you some like long-term security just in case you can't get something done with Allen Robinson or Marquise Lee in the long
term? Yeah, we didn't look at it that way. It's just, you know, you go into a season and you feel like you have a strength somewhere, but you're one injury away from needing depth, and this is a guy that's going to provide us good depth. And obviously those guys are in our long-term plans too, so this is no indication of how we feel about those guys. Allen, and Marquise, obviously I've said this before, I want all three of those guys here for a long period of time.
High hopes for Rashad Green, and he looked good as a rookie. Why do you think it just hasn't panned out for him?
You know, he dealt with a lot of injuries last year with the Achilles, and I think that really just set him back, and I don't think he ever caught his stride. And with a player, sometimes you have those issues and you have that adversity, and I think he learned how to deal with that. He's had a great offseason. I saw him in the hallway the other day, and he's gained a lot of muscle mass. He's really worked hard in correcting those biomechanical issues that he's had with that caused those injuries. So I think I still think I have high hopes for him, and you know, they'll be good. You know, they'll play similar type of positions, but we have room to keep both of those guys.
You didn't face any charges. Do you worry about the public perception?
I think we've done our due diligence enough to realize that's behind them, and that you know, that, like we said, all those charges are dropped. So I think we've all been accused of things and have things, well, maybe not all of us, but many of us have been accused of things. But, you know, we don't take it lightly. Obviously, it's a serious issue. And we just feel like that at this point in time is, you know, to give a kid a chance to make right.
I don't necessarily compare to another team. Do you see him being like a Tyreek Hill type of guy for you guys?
Yeah, a little bit different body types, but same type of role.